Hello, friends. This is Bob Friedland. I am the host of the blog John Kerry for President 2008. I am not affiliated with the Kerry campaign. The comments that follow, the comments on my blog, are my own. John Kerry is not responsible for them. The Democratic Party is not responsible for them. I guess the only people responsible for them would be my parents who raised me as they did. This podcast is a companion to the blog of the same name, Kerry for President 2008, actually John Kerry for President 2008, and it's http://kerryforpresident2008.blogspot.com. I haven't podcast much. I was marching in the local Oktoberfest parade, and a good friend of mine, Mark, said, "Hey, heard your podcast. Can you put more energy in it? Can you keep it up? You have some good ideas." And I know I haven't podcast as much as I probably should. I've kept writing. And I do feel very strongly about things, and I don't feel less strongly about them today. So let me try in a few minutes kind of update you on a few thoughts about the current political scene, a few thoughts about John Kerry, why I think he's still the candidate for 2008, but that perhaps there's far greater issues to discuss. If you didn't catch it, try to find the Keith Olbermann commentary, "Good Night and Good Luck," that he spoke tonight, October 5th, on MSNBC on the countdown. He did a very nice job. I'd like to digress a little bit, talk about Wisconsin, where we have two candidates running. Got Jim Doyle and Mark Green, and some of the same issues are faced in Wisconsin as they are across the United States. But let's talk about some of the national political things. We know questions about division, separation of powers, the question about constitutional issues that are being raised by the current administration. I don't think I need to talk about him more. I don't think we need to talk about signing statements. I don't think we need to talk more about disregard of FISA laws, violation of Fourth Amendment, wiretapping. I don't think we need to talk about torture. Some people think if you say you just don't torture, it didn't happen. Some people think if they're an awful bunch of dirty, rotten scoundrels that behead people, then that gives us the right to descend to a certain level. I know Senator McCain didn't believe that. Senator Warner didn't believe that. I know John Kerry doesn't believe that. But this president bullied Congress again to give him the right to determine what torture was and wasn't, to allow him to order tribunals to hold people without the writ of habeas corpus. And I'm not an attorney. I don't think that aliens have all the same constitutional rights that we do, that we're guaranteed as citizens, but I do think the Geneva Conventions apply. I don't think retroactively approving torture, retroactively allowing coerced evidence into court, is anything to be proud of. The president tells us that Iraq's going well, that we'll be standing down as the Iraqis stand up. But the intelligence estimate says that our presence there is making things worse, not better. The news is that Iraqi police brigades, some of them are being disbanded, with American forces replacing them. They're standing down and we're standing up because of corruption, because of association with death squads. You see, there is a civil war going on. On top of this, we have the Foley scandal. It isn't about homosexuals as much as conservatives would like to spin it. It's about abuse of power. It's not about George Soros, what he is sponsoring on a website that it's being released before the election. Doesn't really matter who's behind the release of the information. Turns out it was a Republican who brought this forth. But what matters is the abuse of power, the gross hypocrisy of a party that stands for family values, that mocks the Democrats, who have always believed in families, but mocks them. It turns out that there is no real value of children by leadership in the House, by Denny Hastert and Boehner and Reynolds and the rest of them that had this information and didn't act on it. They say, what about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky? Small problem. That was probably inappropriate behavior between two consenting adults. This is an assault on children by somebody in power. Pages, 16-year-old Pages. It's a horrendous thing. Oh, the Republican spin machine is running. You can hear them talking, the talking points coming out. Let's blame it on George Soros. Let's blame it on ABC, the media knew. Just have to listen to Sean Hannity as he picks up on the Republican talking points. Always go on the offensive. Never admit you're wrong. Never step down. Well, the Republicans have their own tar baby now, and they're grappling with it each day. It's not going to look good for the Republicans come this election, nor should it. Let them stew in their own kettle of fish. It doesn't matter who brought it up. It's what the action was. It was the fact that an adult was assaulting children, and people in power, the Republican leadership that knew about it, hushed it up. I was talking today to an individual of Mexican-American background. He says, what do you think of the fence? What do you think about the $700 million or whatever it's going to be to build, or how many billions of dollars, the 700-mile fence? What do I think of it? You know, Mexico is an ally of ours. I don't think this is something that Vicente Fox wants. I don't think this is a cooperative effort between two Western nations. I don't think that physical borders will solve underlying sociologic problems. You see, in America, there's work to be done. There's work to be done that other people don't want to do, that Mexicans, illegal aliens, are willing to do. There should be a way to keep track of these people and yet allow them to work. Many of them contribute to Social Security, making our system more solvent. It's right they do that. It's not right that they automatically become citizens, but why not let them work? Why not let them contribute to Social Security and maybe even receive a small Social Security pension for their contribution? That would be the fair and decent thing to do. A lot of the things that this administration does smacks of fascism. That's right, fascism. It's important that we familiarize ourselves with the word fascism. When we concentrate power in an executive, giving him alone the power to determine which laws apply. When we exploit minorities, when we appeal to people's insecurities and propose constitutional amendments to deny homosexuals' rights, that smacks of fascism. That smacks of Nazi Germany beating up on Jews, homosexuals, and gypsies. We don't have gypsies, we've got Mexicans now. We've got people of darker colored skin, like gypsies, that are sort of everywhere. We can blame crime on them. It's a pretty good model, isn't it? We can try to deny them rights, just like we can deny homosexuals' rights. We can say we're doing it for God. Scary sometimes. You know, when you love America, when you love the freedoms that we have, when you believe in what can be, when you believe of the things you learned when you were young about how America behaves. I remember in junior high school, learned about torture, and I think it was El Salvador years ago, and you wanted to give money to Amnesty International, then you find out that your country's torturing people and saying it isn't. Declaring a war on terror. Think about that, a war on terror, and then having the president say we're in war. And it's an endless war. It's an Orwellian endless war that doesn't ever end. Can't have a war on terror. Terror is a tactic. As has been pointed out by others, it's like the war on poverty. Of course, there are terrorist acts and you must defend yourself. You must go out and root out those that want to act and cause terror, but you also need to work with our allies. Need to have a president that has higher ideals, that doesn't call names at people. We don't want to ridicule intelligence and responsible leadership. That kind of thing is fascism. Oh, I didn't mean to go down that path tonight. Sometimes we all lose our patience. Anyway, John Kerry has been working since November 2004, working and traveling around the United States, raising money, facilitating candidates like Mr. Webb, like others, supporting veterans who are running for office. John Kerry's been working to restore faith in America. I think he deserves another chance. He was right in 2004. He's right in 2008. He's the only one that went to Vietnam and came back and saw what it was and knew that it was wrong. Well, you know, this president's consulting with Henry Kissinger. And we're making the same mistakes that we made in Vietnam. And maybe we Democrats need to consult with John Kerry. And he can let us know where we need to go. He'll bring in the bright minds, the talent, the leadership that is so lacking. Republicans think that this Foley thing was designed for the election. Well, there's been a disaster with this presidency every 2 months. Doesn't matter whether it's outing Valerie Plame, having phony reporters in the White House press pool that are serving as homosexual prostitutes. Doesn't matter whether it's Katrina, whether it's the attempt to dismantle Social Security, the Medicare plan that prevents our government from negotiating with drug companies for lower prescription costs for Americans. Doesn't matter whether it's about a lawyer that's rewriting our global warming, denying the existence of global warming. You see, there's been so many disasters that it's absurd to think that the Democrats timed this one. Because as long as this president's been in office, it's been one failure after another. The real question is, can we make it to 2008 without more problems? You know, I'm a kind of optimistic 2006 is going to be a little bit better. We're going to take control of the House into the Democratic Party. We've got a shot at the Senate. So hang in there. And John Kerry, thank you for hanging in there for the rest of us Americans, for still believing in all those things I grew up with, what America stands for believing in the ideals on the Statue of Liberty, for believing Abraham Lincoln's wise words and John Kennedy's insight. We need a president that can visit foreign countries like John Kennedy did and be loved, where crowds throng because they love our president as much as we love him, and not where crowds must be held back wherever our president goes because that's what they feel about America. To the rest of the world, America has not lost its sense of direction. We are here, and as Martin Luther King said, we shall overcome. You go get 'em, Senator Kerry. We've got your back. Good night.